You know, as we've been saying over these past several weeks, the season of Lent is about preparation. The preparation of our hearts, the preparation for the joy and the miracle of Easter. Preparation because to really experience the joy of Easter, to really understand and to feel in your gut what all of this means, there is groundwork that needs to be laid out. There is a road that needs to be walked. There are sights to be seen and things that need to be comprehended by the heart. The disciples themselves didn't arrive on Easter morning without preparation. They had to live this thing. See some things, struggle and fail and struggle again to understand some things and misunderstand some things and start all over again. Preparation. The disciples' preparation wasn't like a school curriculum that moves neatly from topic A to topic B and then on down the line. Their preparation was to walk out into the unknown with Christ. Their preparation was to encounter mystery and keep walking ahead. Their preparation was to come face to face with themselves and to be utterly churned up from the inside out, to be rebuilt and remade, to face the very limits of themselves. This year, we have been using this season of preparation to take an extended look at the cross and what it means, and especially in light of the fact that the cross, as we've noticed, doesn't present us with a simple sort of message. The cross, as we've been seeing, holds before us some paradoxes and some tensions. It's two-sided, in a manner of speaking. It has something to say to us about forgiveness, for example, but not the kind of forgiveness that you can understand without first having seen the depth of the brokenness that's being repaired, or felt for ourselves the true weight of the burden that's been lifted. It has something to say about peace, but not superficial peace or ceasefire peace. The kind of peace that has been hard won, the kind that reconciles real enemies, the kind of peace that we learn to claim and rely on in our very own lives as a foretaste of the kingdom of God, the truest and deepest sort of peace. It has something to say to us about redemption, but this is redemption won at the cost of an innocent man suffering through, taking on, bearing up in the face of outrageous crimes and infuriating circumstances. Redemption that's been taken on in love and walked towards with purpose. It has something to say to us about wisdom, the wisdom of the cross. Not the kind of wisdom that one can grab hold of without taking a long, hard look at the cross for a season, looking at it from both sides, walking with it ourselves for a time, feeling the pain of some things in us being put to death and other joyful and life-giving things being born to life. The kind of wisdom that teaches us to see ourselves in our world from the other side of redemption. These are Easter preparations. Lenten preparations are Easter preparations. They teach us to understand what we're about to see. But today is Palm Sunday, the last Sunday in Lent, and one very important thing is still needful when it comes to preparation. On Palm Sunday, we remember and we celebrate Jesus actually headed into Jerusalem. We heard it a few moments ago. These two disciples went ahead to get the donkey or the colt in Luke's version. There was fanfare and there was celebration. Hosannas are being shouted. A whole scene is being made as they make way for the king to come riding into this city. Hosanna! Hosanna to the Son of David, they shouted, and they waved their branches and laid them down with their cloaks on the ground. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Up until this point, Jesus has been talking with his disciples a great deal about what was coming and where they were heading together. Way, way back already in chapter 9 of Luke's gospel, the gospel tells us that even back way earlier in Jesus' ministry, that Jesus, quote unquote, set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he had said to his disciples several times that there would be a cross, that there would be death at the end of this journey. And he had told them even that if they wanted to be his disciples, if they wanted to follow him, that there were crosses for them that were going to be involved. But Palm Sunday is when Jesus actually crosses the threshold of those city limits. There's not a whole lot that's conceptual here. Today is about Jesus actually walking toward this cross. By now, we've had time to consider in a number of different ways what that means, what that entails in all of that double-sidedness of the cross. But today, this week, in fact, is about Jesus choosing to walk there. Actually choosing to go there toward this difficult week, toward this difficult place, toward this agonizing experience that we call Holy Week, knowing that a resurrection lies on the other side. The trial before Pilate, the betrayal, the physical pain, the emotional pain, the letdown, the loneliness of the cross, the fear in the reservation of the Garden of Gethsemane. In our reading from that famous passage from Philippians this morning, Paul says it this way: he was obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Obedient. In many respects, that's what we witness in our reading and celebration today, is this act of obedience. He knew that there was suffering at the end of this road as he walked towards Jerusalem. He knew that being faithful was costly. And instead of turning aside and giving in to his fears, in faith and in obedience, he went forward on that road into Jerusalem anyway. Palms are waving. There's this ironic sort of celebration as he enters into the city, but do they really know, I wonder, what it is that they're really paying homage to? As I said a few moments ago, do they really understand where this road that they're paving with their tunics and their branches really leads? What they actually end up coronating is the path of the king who walks forward in obedience to God, even where it hurts. What they actually end up celebrating on Palm Sunday and paving the way for is the ultimate act of confidence in the victory of God. I wonder if that isn't yet another thing that this cross might signify as we consider it again this morning. This is the thing. This is the thing that Christ walked toward in obedience with all of its pain and humiliation. This is the extent that he was willing to abide in God's will. To this point. And in his resurrection, God proves himself faithful even beyond this. Amen? I wonder if the light that Palm Sunday shines on this cross isn't a reminder of what he did and a call to you and I to walk forward with him and to see where in our lives God might breathe resurrection life where all we can see are crosses. What if the last piece of that the cross says to us here on Palm Sunday is an invitation to switch gears and to walk with Christ a hard road of obedience into Holy Week? Where in your life, I wonder, are the really hard roads? What are those broken relationships that you've been ignoring because they seem impossible to repair? Those hard conversations that you've been afraid of having because you're afraid they won't go over so well? What has the Holy Spirit spoken into your heart about your life that you've been silently ignoring? I wonder if this isn't exactly the week to make holy as we decide to walk with Jesus that hard road. That difficult kind of obedience. I wonder if this isn't exactly the week to see for ourselves if there is a resurrection on the other side of our crosses. Here's the thing about the cross. On its face, it is the quintessential thing that looks impossible to get to the other side of. That's exactly what the cross is. On Palm Sunday, Jesus is walking towards certain death, and guess what? He died on Good Friday. But guess what else? That's a sermon for a different day. Could it be that today, Palm Sunday, is exactly the day to allow all of that fear and all of that reservation to be transformed and remolded into a walk of faith paved with branches? A street that prepares the way for a marvelous transformation and the marvelous discovery that this highway does not end on Good Friday. It does not end on Good Friday. People of God, this Palm Sunday highway of branches is painful, but it does not end on Friday. Amen? What is it that you are carrying with you into this Holy Week? After the service this morning, as we go out of these doors, we're going to pave our own way to the cross in the manner of speaking. I invite you to take up these palms that you get this morning and take them back out onto that back cross where you find the chicken wire around there, and to weave these palms into the cross as a way of walking with Jesus into Holy Week this year. But as you do that, as you walk back to the back 40 back there, I invite you to take a moment with that frond in your hand and to name in your heart, to name in your prayer what this thing is that you carry with you into Holy Week this year. And as you weave that up onto the cross, will you trust God that there's an Easter on the other side of walking with God towards Good Friday? You and I have skin in the game of this week's walk. This Holy Week, the cross isn't just about what happened way back there on Calvary. It's about what continues to happen in here when we trust Him to the fullest, to the very, very fullest. And all of God's people said,
Amen.